सुखदायते प्रसन्नते प्रसादे सर्वदुःखानां हानिरस्योपचायते प्रसन्नचेतसो यस्य बुद्धिर्भवतिष्ठति।
For one thus satisfied in Krishna consciousness, the threefold miseries of material existence exist no longer. In such satisfied consciousness, one's intelligence is soon well established.
Can read one more time. For one.
For one thus satisfied in Krishna consciousness, the threefold miseries of material existence exist no longer. In such satisfied consciousness, one's intelligence is soon well established.
So as we are discussing, right? So we want to purify our intelligence. So that's what in this translation Krishna is saying. So once you follow Krishna consciousness, right? Then your intelligence becomes purified. Then you will not come under the control of
three modes of material nature.
Threefold miseries of material existence. What is threefold miseries?
Threefold miseries.
What is threefold miseries?
Adi daivik means?
By other living entities. So you will be free. Rajesh Prabhu is analyzing. Is this really all these three causes miseries? Are you analyzing?
By the nature, by other living entities,
and by your own body.
So, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.13.31.
Very good. See, you got the notes.
What is the reference to Srimad Bhagavatam?
And also, the very important point in the translation is Prabhupada putting in the brackets in Krishna consciousness. That means only in Bhakti Yoga, no other process. No, you can go to Jnana Yoga, you can go to Astanga Yoga, you can go to, you know, different paths, but you will be never be able to free. Only in Bhakti Yoga. And Burijan Prabhu, he gives example, you know, in this The Surrender Unto Me. There is a reference book usually we refer. So he gives example of Srila Vyasadeva. You know what happened to Vyasadeva? Why he was dissatisfied? At some point he was very dissatisfied.
After writing
Srila Vyasadeva.
He wrote all the karma data.
So he wrote all the literatures, right? He was the one who compiled all the literature. So he compiled all the Puranas, compiled Mahabharata, everything. But then he was very dissatisfied. So he doesn't know what the reason. Then what happened? Narada Muni came. And he inquired what happened, you know, why you are not. Then Narada Muni could see he was very despondent, he was not happy at all. The reason was? You're right, you can tell what you say.
He is not glorifying about the God.
So he was giving all the, as Prabhu said, most of the thing he was talking about karmakanda process. He was giving, you know, options for everybody to gradually elevate them. So he was giving, but he forgot to emphasize the pure bhakti. He did not write anything very specific to pure bhakti about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He didn't emphasize. Then Narada Muni told him to write. What did he write?
Srimad Bhagavatam.
So he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is completely about pure bhakti. He doesn't discuss anything at all. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, just about the case studies, the devotees whose life, right? About, you know, how they were surrendered to the Lord completely. Then he was happy. Yeah, it's in first canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. What I go to the next one. It's no purport. So we'll discuss 66. That's also a small one. Yeah, we can discuss 66.
Ayuktasya nachayuktasya bhavana nachapayata shanti ashantasya kutah sukham nasti buddhir ayuktasya nachayuktasya bhavana nachapayata shanti ashantasya kutah sukham.
One who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind, without which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be any happiness without peace?
So is everybody happy and peaceful all the time? I'm just simply asking. Is everybody happy and peaceful?
Not then.
So if not, there's a reason here. This is what why we are not happy, or why we are not, you know, having peaceful mind. Because here is a reason. And also, did you see how Prabhupada translation, right? He puts bracket in Krishna consciousness. We could have left it connected with the Supreme. But he emphasizes in Krishna consciousness. Because there are a lot of times people can misinterpret, or you know, take it for different ways. Supreme means, you know, they can do whatever, you know, you can say anything you want, but he wants to make sure in Krishna consciousness.
What does in Krishna consciousness mean? With respect to Supreme?
No, like connected the process. We are following the Krishna consciousness process to get connected to the Lord. Not in other way around. Like, you know, you could have put it in Jnana Yoga or in, you know, Astanga Yoga.
So how can you be in Krishna consciousness not connected to the Supreme?
That's why you want to emphasize that. He wants to make sure if you leave it as a Supreme, see, he's saying one who is not connected with the Supreme, it can be an open thing. People can, you know, give a lot of, it has happened already. That's why he wants to make sure connected with the Supreme by following Krishna consciousness, nothing else, not any other process. No, anyway,
because I thought if you say that somebody is in the Krishna consciousness, that means that person is already like, you know, the highest stage is the devotion service and is already connected to the Supreme and he follows the regulative principles and all, right? But now here you are saying that even though you are in Krishna consciousness, but if
no, you may not be in Krishna consciousness. If somebody is reading this purport, this translation, right? New person who is not Krishna conscious, who is just reading this. So you can read one who is not connected with the Supreme. Bracket, because there is no other way you can connect with the Supreme. There is no other process. Only by following Krishna consciousness you can be connected. It just, you know, to make it more clarification.
I think synonym that means connected with Supreme means in Krishna consciousness.
Means always Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means nothing but you always think about Krishna, right? Your consciousness is all about Krishna. Yeah. It's nothing else. And Supreme is Krishna. Yeah, you can say it as synonyms, you know, as Krishna or Krishna consciousness or the Supreme. Yeah, so here that's the. So there here Krishna is giving you why we are not happy or peaceful all the time. So let's see why, what's the reason. And it's already. If you're not connected with the Supreme, then There's no possibility of peace. Yeah. Okay.
But unless the one is in Krishna consciousness, there is no possibility of peace. So it is confirmed in the fifth chapter that when one understands that Krishna is the only enjoyer of all the good results of sacrifice and penance, that he is the proprietor of all universal manifestations, and that he is a real friend of all living entities, then only one can have real peace.
Okay, bro, let's go to 529.
255.
So Prabhupada named this one as peace formula. So anybody, you know, he had a lot of discussions with government officials, you know, all this embassies officials, you know, wherever he used to go, Australia and all, right? So some people from the government side, they used to come and discuss with him. Oh, there are a lot of riots or, you know, criminal things happening, all this thing. So then they used to ask Prabhupada, because Prabhupada was very popular when he was there, right? He was very popular. Whenever he used to go to airport, lot of people used to come and see him or, you know, visit him, because he's that popular. And so Prabhupada used to tell, you know, you just follow this one verse. And he used to say this as peace formula, 529. He always used to say it as peace formula. If you follow this one, then you can bring peace in your society. Because it's a government, right? Government official. And they're always concerned with criminal activities. So always I don't know how many times, you know, he has... even to keep... what is this? United Nations, yeah. So he always used to make fun of that also, you know. They say United Nations, but every year they add one country to the United Nations. No, they keep increasing the number of countries. It never, you know, combine and come together. It always, you know, fight one more country like that. So always whenever he spoke to any officials, he used to say this one. So this one, it says, Bhaktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Surudam Sarva Bhutanam Gnatvamam Shanti Rachati. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. Beautiful, no? It's very beautiful. It's just four lines, but it encompasses so many things. Yeah, so you can, peace formula is this one, anytime, you know. If you don't put the Lord in the center, so you will never, that's what this is saying, I'm just repeating. If you don't keep Lord in the center, it can be starting from your home, or it can be in the immediate society, or it can be in your country, or it can be in the whole international level, there will be always fights. Even at home, right? If you don't keep Lord in the center, you may be artificially, you may be keeping things together, you know, binding, you know, just holding, but not for long. There will be time, everything will get separated. Only keeping center, keep the Lord in the center, you build everything around it. You know, your kids or your husband, wife, it doesn't matter. If you want to have peace at home, make that as your center. Then everything else, other activities, you just dovetail the activities. Then you will have peace of mind. Because the whole thing we are trying to do is, when you sleep, you want to have peace, right? If anybody says, you know, it doesn't matter if I don't have peace, I can sleep. Have you seen anybody like that? No, you cannot. If there is a small fight, I don't know, maybe all of you have experience. If there is a small fight between husband and wife, you tell me next day, did you sleep it nicely or no? I'm pretty sure all of you are married and experienced. Rakesh Prabhu is saying like this.
Yeah, sometimes actually sleep only helps. If you sleep over the fight and in the morning everything is okay.
So because both of you will forget.
Yeah.
By basically you want to forget. Yeah. That's the...
You're not able to sleep very well, right?
Wow. You're not solving...
You know that Mataji is hearing, right?
No, she's not there.
That's right. Then Mataji is there in the book.
Oh,
is she? No,
I don't see her.
No, she's not there.
She was there initially.
Prabhu, yeah, initially, now.
So, my friend had a magnet to said, how can I miss you if you don't go away? It's like that, right?
You don't miss.
Yeah.
If you go.
Yeah. So that's what happens when we try to do stuff on our own, right? Unless the Lord is.
And there is no replacement for this. There is no other way you can get peace. Don't think, you know. I'm just generally telling, I'm pretty sure you're already following a lot of things, but there is no other alternative. Like, you know, not keeping Krishna at the center, I will try to get, you know, peace. Impossible. It won't work. There is no other.
I have a question. I completely agree with this, what you were saying.
Not with me, I'm just repeating the word, yeah.
But then in the world, everywhere we see all these fights and everything,
yeah,
happening. They're keeping one God in the middle and they're seeing another God in the middle. And there is fights going on, right? So,
yeah, big thing.
How do we explain that? I mean, because they are keeping their God in the center. And this team or whatever is keeping their God in the center. But that's why about 90% of the,
religious things.
Religious problems everywhere.
So, you know what Prabhupada told, like he was talking to one of the Christian missionary, like, you know, minister or somebody, right? In the church there will be a minister or something. So he was talking to, so then they told, why you have come to US, you know, to convert the Christians to, or Hindus or whatever they call it, you know. So you need to understand there is no word called Hindu in any of the literatures. We are not, it's very wrong way to call, you know, I'm Hindu. It's very wrong. You cannot say that, actually. That's a different discussion topic we will discuss on. So then he asked, why, you know, you're converting? Then Prabhupada told very clearly, I'm not trying to convert anybody. I want to just show how to love God. If you are a Christian, he told very clearly, it's in the book actually, if you are a Christian, you become a better Christian. And if you are a Muslim, you become a better Muslim. The only thing I am showing right now is nobody, because Esau, Christianity, Muslim, nobody is telling how to love God. So he told, I am just trying to show how to love God. And he told, you know, God is like, you know, he compared it to a sun. So in India we call it Surya. In US they call it sun. In Mexico maybe they may call something else, I don't know. So it's just one sun, but in different names for the same sun. Sometimes it's here, sometimes, you know, it. So same thing, God is only one. So some people, we call it Krishna. And Muslims call it Allah. Or the Christians call it Christ. So
yeah,
like that.
And we understand that, but it's the misinterpretation on part of...
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. No, even India, right? How many things we find, different things, right? This one only few people follow, like if you compare a bigger percentage, only less percent of people really try to follow Bhagavad Gita all the same. Otherwise, forget about other things, you know, they make it Lord Ganesha equal to Krishna, right? Or equal to Lord Narayana. They cannot be, never be, we know Lord Narayana is the supreme, right? In my own home, my sister, she worships, you know, everybody, she puts up pictures on the same level and she worships the same way. I tell her, but they don't listen.
But what is wrong in that? We cannot differentiate, right? Krishna should be on top.
No, like how you, can you have same, like you have your state government, right? You have a chief minister and there is a prime minister.
Okay.
Like what's the difference?
The authority powers are different.
Same thing. One is, there will be always one God, like one president, and there will be multiple
ministers.
So that's what the difference. So many of them are demigods who are just meant to administer the day-to-day affairs of the universe. And the president is Krishna or Narayana. So everybody has to report to Narayana. So you cannot say, you know, I will bring, you know, Lord Ganapati to Narayana level and worship both of them together. Because the one is demigod, one is supreme lord.
And people
so cannot
do that because of the lack of knowledge, right? I mean,
yeah, that's ignorance.
Jnana Yoga is what leads you to Bhakti Yoga, right? I mean, only once you start doing things, right?
Yes.
You know, to worship
and Bhagavad Gita is meant for that because majority of the people are in ignorance.
Because I was not aware that, okay, we should differentiate.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's why we are not. Even I was not. Once I took up and I studied Prabhupada books, I couldn't clearly see, and you know, you can make out what's. See, it's not that everything is same, right? It doesn't apply here. It's not everything is same. There is some specific, there's a differentiation. Like how in government everything is segregated. It's the same thing here. Everything, how the universe, how Lord.
But probably the Bhagavad Gita is considered the holy book of the Hindus in a way. And then
for like, Sanatan Dharma.
Like
actually,
even
yeah.
For example, for when you go to court and everything, it says Gita Pratrakya Buddha,
yeah,
like
yeah,
that kind of stuff.
There,
you put
yeah,
your hand on the
yeah,
Gita.
Yeah,
so everybody in India believes in the Gita, but the problem is they don't know what it has. Gita basically clearly, Krishna clearly says it differentiates demigods. And
yeah.
It talks about all those things, but.
So it is, that's why I think it's the misinterpretation of it. Like even like the communal violence that Prabha Mataji mentioned, right, between religions and all.
Yeah.
You know, it is because of they have a different interpretation of their own religion angle.
Yeah.
They pick up a few things and they think that is what, like all non-religion guys are jihadis. I mean, you have jihad against them, right? Kafirs against the kafirs and all, right? So it's all misinterpretation.
Misinterpretation and also it didn't get communicated, or the information, some maybe it was, you know, the knowledge didn't get passed on to the generation properly. Okay, here is a good thing, a good point I can, you know, tell. How many of you are you teaching your kids the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita?
Sometime,
but so if we don't teach your kids, what that kid is going to teach? Already we don't know the fully already, we don't have full knowledge, complete knowledge, and we are not going to teach our kids, right? And already it's lost, right? Something lost, you know more than them, so they're already lost, and after that they won't remember anything. What will
they
teach? They're
not qualified to teach them, right?
That's why I think that I think I'm in agreement with this Prabhu here, in the sense that we ourselves have incomplete knowledge. That's why we come here week after week. More practical thing is just to teach some stories from Srimad Bhagavatam.
No, that's
right?
I agree because we didn't knew, but now we know.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking is, now we know. So how many of you go back and teach?
What should we teach?
I mean, either we go back and teach, or
what
we should facilitate.
What
so
did
that
you
learn somewhere?
No, whatever it is, like, it's a little deep, right? Like, as Prabhu said, some stories we can tell.
No, you can tell stories, but what all did we learn from Bhagavad Gita?
No,
practical
I used
things.
To do, like, whatever the all small stories, I used to talk to him.
No,
like,
for small
because
kids,
you, tell them
you teach the stories.
No,
of course, those things. So, you tell the stories. See, you can teach them at their level, right? When they are small, they are attracted only to the stories. So, you give a very nice story, Dhruva Maharaj, right? Amazing. He can tell the. You know, if you tell that, if it stays in his mind,
right?
What is what's the effect on the mind?
Just tell them about Krishna. Just tell the all
stories.
No,
tell the Krishna. Then what happens if you tell your kid to come and sit with you and chant? That's the best thing you can do. Actually, forget about even teaching Bhagavad Gita. Make them chant one round or whatever they can sit. I know they cannot sit longer.
Right, but that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. But the effect is there, right? They let them try. See, you cannot teach in one day. But gradually, when they become 1 year old, right? So at least they know that they will have impression. It's all samskara they carry. So they have that impression that, you know, I'm going to keep it in mind. When they grow, actually there is one nice disciple of Srila Prabhupada, that Mataji name, Rukmini Mataji, I don't know. So what she did is, when the baby was born, so she was always, the baby was with her only, right? Whenever, you know, all the cooking, chanting, all those things. Then after the kid grew up, it became, you know, adult, you know, teenage or whatever. Then that baby said, the kid said, I don't want to follow this thing. I don't want to follow whatever you are doing. I don't want to follow. Then she told, you know, you are grown up teenage. You know, I told you, right, after 16 years or something, you become friend to your kid. So she said, you know, you do whatever you want to do. I have done my best, whatever I wanted to give you, I have given. Chanting, you know, everything I have given. You do whatever you want to do. Then he's American kid. So that kid, you know, he went and, you know, he wanted to try so many things. He tried all, you know, whatever, you know, you can try out in US. He tried everything. Then after a few years, he came back to his mom and he said, whatever you taught me, that's the best. Everywhere I went, I tried something. I'm not able to, you know, sustain. Or it's not, you know, good. I cannot really relish or enjoy. And the only thing is this one. You know what he became? I forgot his name. He's a very big kirtaniya. he sings bhajans. Forgot the name. Gauravani, yeah. His name is called Gauravani.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard his, he came here also to our temple. Oh man, he is so sweet singer, you know. Amazing. So he gave up everything. He came back to this thing. Now what he travels is, he travels around the world, just singing bhajans, all these corporate events and all, right? He goes with any sannyasis, they give lecture, he does kirtan, amazing. So what the best thing you can do is, you give them the impressions. You make them, you know, tell stories, make them chant with you, right? And as they grow slowly, once they come to school, you know, 5th grade, 6th grade, then they will understand what you say, right? So you tell the stories and implicate, you cannot eat meat. You tell them what's the reason. You give them the proper reason. You cannot tell, my religion, Hindu religion, we don't eat. My father told, my grandfather told, we cannot eat. If you do that, once they grow up, the first thing they will ask you is, what's the reason? I want the reason behind it. Because these kids reason everything, right? They want to know the proper understanding. You cannot ignore them. So if you know the Bhagavad Gita, you tell them at that point. Then they will.
Kids are also learning how we are behaving at home, right? They
yes.
know that every Friday we are coming
yes.
here, and we offer food to
yes.
God before eating. So if he is hungry, then we tell him just wait a few minutes.
Yeah,
so
that's
a
done.
That
so that's the impression you are creating in his mind.
Perfect.
Then when he grow up, he knows I cannot eat anything without offering. Why means my dad did that, and he gave me the reasons. So he will never get confused. That's why here they say, right, many times. In my college here, when I was studying, they were saying, we are from India, like, you know, we came from India to do master. But there are other kids, like, you know, Punjabis, a lot of Punjabis and all, they are born here.
Yeah.
So we used to call them ABCD.
Mm.
You know ABCD?
Born confused.
Yeah, poor guys, actually, they don't know what to follow. They don't know this one, they don't know the ear properly to follow here, so they are always in between.
So I'll give an example. Last year it happened. Sau Prabhuji told my son and his son that you chant Hare Krishna, and if you do that part, we'll take you for the movie. That respect will be or something like that. And then we were thinking, no, we'll cancel, we'll say something like that. Then Mataji said, no, if you do that part, they will not believe Hare Krishna. You told them and they started chanting very nicely, continuously for 15-20 minutes. And then
if you don't take them, then
yeah,
they will
if you don't take them, they will lose the trust, that, right? And then finally he took them very much.
But don't teach them that, you know, if you chant and they will be like, just be careful how you can.
More and more movies, just be careful.
They start chanting like that, I mean,
they will have
taste
some
for
yeah,
a movie
yeah.
now.
For sure, yeah, it will have some impact, not sure, yeah, but just be, you know,
yeah.
Don't tell, you know, once after some time you have to correct that
understanding.
This is big one movie mantra.
They will tell the other kids,
but
you want to see movie, just chant.
But for example, Prabhu's and Mataji, their kids already grown up, right? Now it's maybe too late to even, you know, go back and, you know, train them all this. So the best thing you can do is, you do it yourself. And as a parent, when you are, you know, very nice parent, right? When you are really nice to them and all, then they know, you know, they are following something, so they became like this. So when I become like them, I want to be like, you know, just following them first. So they always, as Sau Prabhu also mentioned, it's always personal behavior.
Yeah, but Prabhu, I will share my experience. It's by watching personal behavior, it's not that easy that you will adopt it. Like, I will tell you my example from my childhood. My grandmother, she used to do, from as soon as I know like what she is doing, she used to do daily bath to the Laddu Gopal and daily puja and daily Tulsi puja and then offering. And then she wakes up like around 5, and then she get a chance to eat like around 12 noon. She will read at least couple pages from Bhagavatam every day. That's her routine. But I was watching from 30 years, maybe 25 years, until I was starting coming here. I didn't realize. I said, okay, it's something that you have to do it, you're doing.
But what your
I
parents
didn't get that.
Talking.
But
yeah.
I have those memories I can recall very quickly now.
So now
yes.
you can, it
was,
helps you now, right?
Yeah, I used to talk like in last year, couple of years. She said, yes, like I can connect. But I can recall everything in one second. It's
yeah.
not like I have a blank memory.
No, that's good impression.
But I'm, my,
okay.
concept is like, it's not that easy that while watching you will adopt it. I will not.
No, but you need like someone to guide you there, right?
Yeah.
Because someone seeing like that, you will, your own interpretation is, oh, when old age it comes.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Right.
But someone
versus someone.
You need someone to guide it.
Yeah. So
just behavior, like I thought, like it was half.
No, that's why somebody has to. It's not that, you know, you just keep doing it yourself and not training others. You have to tell also. You have to share.
Someone like maybe guide or some teacher like at.
Parents are the best teacher for kids. Nobody else. Yeah, parents are the best.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, parents are the best.
Kids like, for I will give you my example, like kids, then they don't listen to parents. Whatever, they're like, it's like something they're making fun of you. Like you have to listen to someone else. Like
that's also true.
No, you are exactly like my son. He used to drink that Mountain Dew, right? One day his son told him something. After for last 6 months, he is not at all drinking Coca-Cola, Pepsi or anything like that. Now we are forcing him just drink sometimes, but he is not. I don't know what his son told him.
That's good. Yeah, if it were whatever works in a good way, you know, to for them to come closer to Krishna, then you can do it. Yeah, if you can ask your friends to tell your son, you know, like that's the best thing. Yeah. Yeah, because somebody didn't.
I feel they come back because my kids, they have been doing it from the childhood, have been always doing something at home. So, and they are born here. So, at that time, they didn't show any interest or anything. But as they're getting older, they've gotten older, going to college and graduated, got job and whatever.
Now they're
status. They're not completely coming back, but still, they have some kind of a place. And
they start inquiring at least.
They have,
something.
They have something. It's not.
Not
past.
Something.
They
you both
it.
Are done some pious samskaras.
Something. The other, when he was in college once, he was walking and he found this Bhagavad Gita book lying on the floor. My son.
Some distribution.
So, Prabhupada, some book was there. So he saw Bhagavad Gita. Immediately, it was very bad condition. So immediately picked it up, cleaned it up, and he called the mom. Guess what I found today?
Oh.
And then I'm going to keep it forever. And he keeps it even. So it's like
sad.
It's something they have, and they, when the time is right, they'll come back.
Yeah. No, it's not something.
Guidance, behavior plus guidance as well. So to call quickly rather than waiting for another 5-10 years.
Yeah.
Come back.
So they'll come.
Yeah.
Mataji, yeah, I would put it this way. It's not something. Because you both are doing very, you know, following something pious, you know. So they have the samskaras already built in. So that's why they are able to connect easily. So that helps samskaras.
So that's why I'm saying if we have some, whatever we do at home, so we see it, so
yeah,
it has some,
sure.
It has effect.
I no doubt at all, yeah. I agree with you.
We,
okay, Prabhu, let's finish this.
Yeah.
Is it time?
Therefore, if one is on Krishna consciousness, there cannot be a final goal for the mind. Disturbance is due to want of an ultimate goal. And one is certain that Krishna is the enjoyer, proprietor and the friend of everyone and everything, then one can, with steady mind, bring about peace. Therefore, one who is engaged without a relationship with Krishna is certainly always in distress and is without peace. However much he may know, may show of peace and spiritual advancement in life. Krishna consciousness is a self-manifested peaceful condition which can be achieved only in relationship with Krishna.
Okay, I miss a lot of points here, so I'll just, therefore, if one is not using it, there cannot be a final goal for the mind. Disturbance is due to want of an ultimate goal. And one is certain that Krishna is enjoying. So, right now, what goals we have? We have some goals, right? We don't have one goal, but we have some many. Sometimes you want this, right? It keeps flickering. I experience that all the time. I'm pretty sure most of you also say same thing. No, we don't have one thing. We are always right. Our intelligence is not steady because our mind is so many. You know, so many. It want to focus on so many things. I want this. One day my goal is this. Next day when I get up, my goal is this. So it keeps changing. But here, Krishna consciousness, there cannot be a final goal for what. So what should be our goal? Disturbance is due to want of an ultimate goal. So what should be our ultimate goal?
To reach
Vrindavan. Yeah, basically our goal is you want to be peaceful. And that peaceful, Prabhupada is saying in the last line, Krishna consciousness is self-aware and peaceful condition which can be achieved only in relationship with Krishna. So that's yoga. When you link with Krishna, when you establish the lost relationship, that's what we want to do. That should be our ultimate goal. Then you can be peaceful. So basically you want to establish your relationship with Krishna, right? And know what's your position or, you know, what's your duty, all these things. Once you know, so we need to know Krishna is enjoyer, proprietor, friend of everyone and everything. Then one can, with a steady mind, bring about peace.
Yeah. Is this the only way to get peace? Like, it's almost like...
Yeah, that's at least...
There's the only way, there's no other way to get peaceful.
That's what Prabhupada is saying, and that's what at least so far I have seen. There's no other, I don't know what... That's what he is saying. What is he saying? Therefore, if one is... So he's saying, therefore, if one is not in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be a final goal for the mind. So if you can find something which, you know, if they have some final goal, I don't know, I cannot, yeah, at least I have not come across, or I don't know anything else. Anybody teaches? I don't know anybody, what else they can teach? If they teach, yeah, God, Lord is the supreme, the Bhakta Ram Ignatapasam. If they teach you that verse, then, yeah, whatever they are following, then that's good. Their path is okay.
This also says only people who follow Krishna consciousness are peaceful people, and the rest of the world is all more disturbed. So.
Yes, of course, I agree with that. I agree with that. You have anybody else who are peaceful?
No, I don't know. I haven't met honestly.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I don't
maybe
think.
Because it also says that they are always in, they are usually in distress, even though they may show that they are in peaceful.
That's what it says clearly,
right?
Yeah, it says very clearly. They show off actually, but internally not. And we have seen so many examples, right? Like so many different, I don't know, I cannot even tell, so many things, you know. For a Buddhist, right? Dalai Lama, he eats meat.
Mm.
What do you do?
Hmm? Yes.
Yeah.
He eats meat. So how can you, he is supposed to be leading the Buddhism, right? Anyway, Buddhism, it's over. The Buddhism, it was supposed to stay only for 1500 years or 2000 years. According to scripture, that's the only time the Buddha came, and the impact should be only for 2000 years. After that, there should not be Buddhism. But it keeps going on because it's, some people want to follow, you know. So it's not even a bona fide path actually now, the Buddhism. And on top of that, the person who is leading, who is supposed to be Acharya of that Sampradaya, he himself is not following. So how can you have a peace?
At that time, whoever was following Buddhism, they don't eat meat as per scripture.
Yeah, that's not, no, the main thing was non-violence, right?
Non-violence.
The Buddha came for non-violence. Because as seemingly whatever this Hindus, right, they were called Hindus, that time they used to kill animals. Even the Brahmins, everybody started killing animals because they used to get money doing so. So we will stop here. I think we are...